And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. The Oklahoma Pardon and Parole Board has voted to commute the death sentence of well-known death row inmate Julius Jones to life in prison. KWGS's Elizabeth Caldwell has more.
Jones was convicted of the 1999 murder of Edmond man Paul Howell. At the hearing, Paul Howell's daughter, Rachel Howell, spoke.
I never really looked into the facts about this case as I grew up because I felt like I didn't need to. The overwhelming amount of evidence is there and the courts made their decision. But over the last few years, it seems like this is just all blown up. I was forced to really dig deep and learn all the facts about this case so I can make a decision for myself.
Howell said she believes Jones is guilty, and the other members of the Howell family who were present agreed. Attorneys on both sides of the case also spoke before the board voted. With one member having recused himself, the board voted 3-1 to recommend commutation. Here's board member Kelly Doyle justifying her vote to commute.
Mr. Jones was 19 years old at the time of the crime, and what we know about brain science and brain development now is not what we knew when Mr. Jones was convicted.
The board's recommendation will now go to Governor Kevin Stitt, who will approve or deny it. There is no time limit for Governor Stitt's action. In Tulsa, I'm Elizabeth Caldwell.
At least 5 Oklahoma school teachers and support staff members are known to have been killed by COVID-19 since July. State Impact Education reporter Robbie Korth has more on the latest death reported yesterday.
Aaron Rhodes had worked in UConn schools for 6 years and was most recently a pre-kindergarten aide at Skyview Elementary. The 41-year-old died on Sunday after a battle with COVID-19. She leaves behind 2 children and a husband who is a teacher and coach in the UConn school district. In a statement released to reporters Monday, UConn Superintendent Jason Simaroth expressed sadness in the wake of Rhodes' passing. He says the UConn community will rally together to support her family. For State Impact, I'm Robbie Korth.
UConn Public Schools did not indicate whether or not the teacher had received the COVID-19 vaccine. Of the 9,566 known COVID deaths in Oklahoma, the overwhelming majority were unvaccinated individuals. I'm Chris Polanski. You're listening to KWGS News.